Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
This is a monthly test of the emergency alert system for broadcast stations and cable systems of Nebraska in cooperation with the FCC and other government authorities. Equipment is being tested that can quickly provide warnings during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, official information, news, or instructions would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Tim Miles, Tiny Tim, although he got back on his bandwagon for a few minutes, because I think he hates Bill Moose more than he hates Tim Miles, but he's got Tiny Tim. What do they call Erstead? I forgot what his nickname for him was. There was something. He's got a bunch of them. So we asked the people. We said, Twitter, help us out. What should we start referring to Angry John and his friends as? His buddies that they sit around.
Winner.
They got to have them. Here's your winner. John is the angry snowman, and his friends are the grumpy snowflakes. That's their nickname.
The angry snowman and the grumpy
snowflakes. It's the angry snowman and the grumpy snowflakes is what the, that is the
official
nickname of John and his friends.
We have their name now.
Yep.
I like it.
The angry snowman, which is John, and the grumpy snowflakes.
I like it.
That's good. I think those are good. That's a good nickname.
John, if you're out there, you want a rebuttal to it, we'd like to hear from
you. The hat rack, the guy Angry John. So
it's only appropriate that you have a nickname, too.
Yep.
I also think it's, I think we should like send out an open invitation for John to hop back on. What do you think?
I don't, he can call anytime he wants. I don't care.
Anytime.
I let, anybody can call this show anytime. That guy in the rejoin that hates the show can call anytime he wants to.
Remember that one time John called?
I'll never get mad.
Remember that one time John called and complained that we should have a segment where people can just call in? You can just call in anytime.
That's every moment of
every moment. It doesn't matter. The phones never stop. Let's go.
True. We let, if you, you know. Now, I might get mad.
That's okay.
I might get mad, but you can call in.
Anytime.
When Greg was here, he liked to ban people if he didn't agree with whatever their statement was.
No, bring them on.
If they were like too political in a direction he didn't like, he'd ban them. We're not about censorship on the show other than not cussing.
Yes.
That's the only censorship we have. You can have an opinion. It just might suck. You know, I'm okay.
Sorry,
with that.
Ours suck too sometimes. Enjoy
most
it.
Of the time, to be real with you. Let's get to what's trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
The bloody hell are you two talking about?
Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray is not going to the MLB. He announced yesterday on his Twitter page that he has declared for the NFL draft.
Good for him.
So, where would you guys like to see Kyler Murray playing in the NFL?
Don't know. He's going to be a first rounder.
I wouldn't draft him in the first round.
He's going to be a first rounder.
He'd be a third round pick.
Yeah, for sure. He should be. But he's going to be a first rounder.
Probably.
Just by looking at the draft, the way it looks like, he's probably going to be the second rated quarterback in the draft.
Which is crazy,
but the way it falls out, it's similar to when Mark Sanchez came out. Remember when Sanchez came out? He should have fell way down there, but the way the draft was, like, Murray's going to be probably ranked right behind Haskins as the number two quarterback in the draft.
I will give you my thoughts on this. I'm happy for him. I think he's forcing his way into the first round, because if you want him to play football instead of baseball, you have to draft him in the first round, because that's the only way you can pay him the amount of money necessary to get him to forego that baseball career. So I'm happy there for him. The other side of this thing, too, I'm happy for him, because baseball is a sport he can go back to in a few years.
Yes.
Typically, the other way around is really hard to do. It's been done by a few guys, but it's hard to do. I think he could take the direct money now, and if he goes back to baseball in a few years, he'll be all right. But he's going to be a first-round pick. I want to be super clear on this thing. I don't think he's a first-round quarterback.
I agree with you on that.
Russell Wilson was drafted in the third round, and obviously people look back on that and realize now it was a mistake. He's talented enough to be a first-round pick. When Russell Wilson came out, here's what they said about him. The breakdown on Russell Wilson was, boy, if he was just 5 inches taller, he'd be the number one quarterback in this draft. He's got great tools. Everything he does is great. Looking people off, all these things. They couldn't get over the fact that he was 5'10". Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray has a laundry list of stuff that he is not good at the quarterback position mm-hmm. that he has to work on. He is a third or fourth round pick,
yep,
in my opinion. But someone's going to draft him in the first round, yep. And we'll see. I wish him the best of luck, and I'm glad he's making all the money he has. But from a pure football standpoint, he's not a target I'm going after until I get to the third or fourth round.
Okay. Jerry Rice, he was talking to the media. He brought up that he was on FaceTime with Antonio Brown over the weekend. And Antonio Brown said that he wanted to play for the San Francisco 49ers. He told that to Jerry Rice. What do you guys think of that? Could the 49ers get Antonio Brown? Would you like Antonio Brown with the 49ers?
They sure could. They could trade for him. They got draft capital to be able to do it. Antonio Brown is an enigma to me. I don't think I would want him on my team. He is, in my opinion, it's going to be a bad team or the Patriots that go and get him. And the Patriots will never, the Steelers will never trade him to the Patriots. But what I mean by that is this. Whoever gets him is going to succeed because he's good, but I don't think I would want him in a winning organization. Like, you've seen, the Steelers are one of the best, most well-run organizations in sports. Yep. And to me, it's no coincidence that Antonio Brown has emerged as a leader on that team, and they've also had the problems and kind of some of the virus-like attitudes on mm-hmm, that football mm-hmm. team that is the opposite of what they typically are, and I think he is a big part of it. I actually don't think Ben Roethlisberger is a very good leader either. No. He likes to throw his teammates under the bus, yeah. And I think egos took over those guys.
Yeah, do you think this is, though, on...
This is a Raider move right here.
Yeah, do you think this is on the level of what we talked about when we talked about the AFC and teams are going to slide off? This is Antonio Brown's way of getting out of Pittsburgh.
100%.
Right?
Well,
like
he
knows what's coming, right?
Did you see
right?
what he did on Twitter?
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with the Steelers on Twitter on his profile anymore, which, believe it or not, for people who are not on Twitter, that is a big deal because Twitter is a branding tool, mm-hmm. and that's his brand. Also, on a side note, I want to make this distinct because I got an argument with someone about this yesterday. Tell me what you guys think of this. Antonio Brown... He wants out of Pittsburgh, blah, 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 blah. And I told you, this feels like an Oakland Raider move to trade for this guy. This feels like a Jacksonville move. This feels like a team that is not a winning organization.
Somebody's
going
to get baited into this.
Okay. They said, yeah, but it was great for the Patriots when they went and got Randy Moss. Randy Moss was not happy in Oakland. Randy Moss also wasn't the highest paid receiver and amongst the highest paid players in the league.
That
was a easy peasy lemon squeezy move for the Patriots.
Yeah, it was a total
and they
easy.
Gave up next to nothing for Randy.
No,
you're giving up two first round picks or at least one and probably a third for him from Pittsburgh.
And they got Moss on the other side of on the other side of it.
Moss was at his prime, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, but on that level, it was like a couple years.
Not
like,
to mention,
might get Reed for a little bit.
These attitudes aren't changing for what Antonio Brown's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Moss, you saw how quickly he got to the Patriots and shaped up because he hated being at the Raiders. Hmm. Like, there's no similarity between those two.
No, not at all.
In my book.
So, Cody Parkey, the Bears kicker who missed that 43-yarder.
Tipped,
whatever. Maybe it was. We don't know. So, he went on the Today Show yesterday to talk about it. And Coach Nagy of the Bears is really doesn't like it. He said that as a team, you know, we're always kind of a we thing. Seemed like it was kind of a me move. What do you guys think of that? As a coach, would you be mad if Cody Parkey went on the Today Show and started talking about that?
I would say for the most part, yes. Here's my reasoning behind it. Had he made that field goal, they win and they move forward, and then the Today Show called, and he went on that show representing the team and was like, hey, yeah, I'm the guy who kicked it, but, you know, look at what my team did, yada, yada, yada.
True.
That's one thing.
Yep.
What he's specifically doing is going around as a, I'm a victim. I got a lot of hate. I didn't do anything wrong. Like, it is. It's an I thing. And I don't like it.
It's weird.
I don't think you'll see Alshon Jeffrey going around talking about how he dropped that ball.
No.
I hear you.
Weird deal. Weird.
Like, I don't like that at all.
So, James Harden is just playing at an unreal level right now. Last night against the Grizzlies, he dropped 57, but that wasn't even the biggest headline. So he dropped, that was his 30, he scored 30 in that game. That's his 17th straight game with a 30 points. He broke Kobe Bryant's record since the ABA-NBA merger. So that's insane, guys. Harden, could he go for two MVPs in a row?
Yeah, with LeBron James hurt, yes, I think he is MVP.
Right now he is.
He's keeping that team afloat, especially because they got the injury to Chris Paul.
Right.
I think I think he's the dude on that.
And it's funny because the NBA, the media just hasn't even really been talking about the Rockets, and they're just playing unreal right now.
Mm-hmm. Although they just lost Clint Capella, which is going
to
be huge for them.
4 to 6 weeks there.
He's their defensive guy in the middle, and he's also stupidly athletic, and you have to worry about – he's athletic, so you have to worry about when Harden's driving, you know, dishing off and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Nene, is he still on that team? I haven't watched the Rockets. I haven't watched the Rockets this year.
I think he might be.
I'm just keeping track of them, you know.
As the clippings of Harden come in, that's all I know about him a lot.
Huh.
Got some golf here, actually. So over the weekend, it was that Sony tournament being played in Hawaii. There's this guy named Chez Reavie. You ever heard of him?
I have heard of Chez Reavie.
Yep. So
Bill's probably had beers with him on his yacht.
Probably.
Guy ain't got a yacht yet.
No, your yacht.
Oh, no way.
Wait till you hear what he did.
Sorry, though. Hooks. Not everybody has a yacht.
A-listers only, please.
He made 3 eagle hole outs in the same round. He holed out from 101, 135, and 149, all in the same round.
You know what I call that?
What?
Holes 1, 2, and 3 on Yankee. All right, let's go.
That first hole is a par 5, though.
It is.
That's fine. I still eagle hole out on that thing.
Make sure your third goes in.
Yeah. True. Makes sense.
And
pretty
then
impressive.
I just go get buckets and I walk off.
We still have to golf us three.
We do. We will. As long as Bill quits dodging us, we'll golf.
He's scared.
How many eagle hole outs have you had in your life, Hooks?
Maybe one. Seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a tough...
Sometimes you just gotta do it.
He got 3 of them.
I did get
one
last year.
3 one rounds, incredible.
I got one last year golfing with Travis, those guys.
He got me already. Like,
this ball had no business. I hit it, and it should have been one of those that shot like 20 feet past the green, but it nailed the deal and just went straight in.
No way.
Yeah. Jeez. It was so funny. They're like, "Where's your ball at? Did it go like off in those trees?" I was like, "No, it hit the damn flag and went straight down.
It's in the cup.
Like, it's not like this nice soft like coming down.
You're like, it's in, bro.
Rolling in. It wasn't like that." All right, I got a couple for you real quick. We got a few minutes left here on this thing. I want to talk about this. Speaking of the Bears and Nagy, did you see he's in the news for talking to Kareem Hunt?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So, and I want to bring up, so we're going to try to have a big boy conversation on this real fast. I think it's a interesting conversation because of where we are in 2019 with social media, with people's stances on things, how people want to be viewed on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on here.
Right.
All
right.
And I try to be super real and honest when I'm talking about this stuff because I think that's important when we do this thing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So keep all that in mind as we're talking about this because the 2019 easy thing for me to do would be to say, nope, Kareem Hunt in some way, shape, or form at some level was violent towards a woman, so he should never play football again, ban him, I'll hate the Bears forever. That's like the easy, people don't actually mean that, but they say it on Twitter because, you know, that's what Twitter does to people.
Right.
That's like they can't have a real conversation about things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Kareem Hunt gets released by the Chiefs after that video surfaced, if you guys never saw it, where he was shoving the woman that he had to kick out of his party at like 3 in the morning. They're in a hotel. He kicks her out of the party because she's being belligerent. She hits him. He shoves her. Then one of his friends, the craziest part of this is when he shoves his buddy who's trying to hold him back.
Yes.
And his buddy goes like flying because this is a 225-pound NFL running back. He goes flying across the hallway, and of course, the person he flies into is the lady that just hit Kareem Hunt.
Ugh.
So now they're on the ground. Kareem's yelling at her. He gives her like one of those...
A little kick in the...
I don't know what you call it.
It's kind of like a curb stomp.
No, that's way new. That's not... Are you serious? A curb stomp is how you would describe that?
That was not...
I don't know. It was like a... I don't know. She was laying on the ground and she kicked and he kicked her.
He like... As they were pushing away...
He gave her like...
He
get out
kicked
of here,
her.
Lady.
I don't know how to... Yeah.
It was kind of like kicking the dust on someone and walking away.
It was like the old like, just get out.
Something. Anyways.
Leave me alone, whatever it
don't
is.
Condone any of that.
He kicked
but that's describing the situation because I'm going to tell you right now, if I said to you Kareem Hunt had violence against a lady and I said Ray Rice had violence against a lady, are those two teams, like when I just say those two things, but you've seen the video of the two of them.
Yeah.
Like when you describe it, you describe them each in a different manner as to what the situation was, right?
Yes.
Like Ray Rice decked his fiance,
knocked
her out cold, and drug her out of an elevator, and then like dropped her on the ground. Okay, like there are two different descriptions of the situations, both bad situations. All right.
Yep.
Being clear on that. So Charles Nagy now, there's a report that the coach Nagy is it Charles Nagy? Did I just say the wrong name? Anyways,
Matt Nagy.
Charles Nagy was a pitcher
for the Indians.
So Matt Nagy has contacted Kareem Hunt. He was his offensive coordinator and then also served as quarterback's coach while he was with the Chiefs. He was there when they drafted him. He said, I reached out to him to see how he's doing, wanted to make sure he was doing okay. We had a good conversation. Here's a kid that I spent a year coaching on offense. It's a tough situation. I wanted to see, making sure he's okay, but understanding, too, the situation that happened is unfortunate for everybody, and he knows that. Later, he goes on to say that, you know what? Yeah, we're willing to look at signing him. Some NFL team is about to sign Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Kareem Hunt will start on some NFL team in the following season. The Chiefs cut Kareem Hunt because, and make no bones about this, guys, I want to be super clear to you. If Kareem Hunt had come clean to the Chiefs and said, yeah, man, I went over and I gave her a kick while she was on the ground, had he told them that, I don't think he's not on the Chiefs.
Maybe
I think
suspended,
he's still on the
maybe
team.
Suspended, but still
I think he's suspended and he's still on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's because then the video comes out. And the Chiefs got rid of Kareem Hunt because he lied to them.
Yes, he was not up front and all the facts weren't there.
Right. They didn't get rid of him because of his action. Now, they were waiting to find out what his punishment would be, and they think he should have had a punishment, but they were waiting because the league told him, we'll take care of this, we'll give the punishment. So that's just to be super clear on this. He's going to maybe play for the Bears. If he does, as long as the Bears do their due diligence in talking to him and saying, hey, show me that you've taken steps in the right direction. What classes have you taken? What other things have you done?
Show me the work you're doing.
Right. And then they deem it's all right to sign him. I'm not going to sit here and crush them for signing him.
No.
I won't.
The only reason I will is because they don't need him. Jordan Howard.
He's better than either of those guys.
He's better than any of those guys.
100%.
Probably.
I think so.
There's a list of three running backs in the history of the NFL that had at least 5 rushing touchdowns and 7 receiving touchdowns.
I get that, but why even go
through all this? He's one of the 3, and it took him 10 games. Mm-hmm.
But why even go through all this?
Because he's better than them, and it's about winning. And Howard's about to sign a
And they're going to get Kareem on a very minimal type contract.
He'll be on a
minimal contract.
Like a prove it deal.
Yes.
Yes. 110%. It's just like that linebacker, Reuben Foster, who's with Washington.
Right.
You know, for the second, what's that?
He's innocent now. They dropped the charges.
Yeah, for the second time, they said that she was lying about the situation. And Washington went through a month of bad PR. He's still going to get in trouble. And that's up to you to decide if you think the NFL should be judge, jury, and executioner on these. Yep. If you think the NFL is the moral compass, then do it to it. If you don't think that's the case, then do it to it. You do your thing. But, like, this is a situation now where in the NFL, is trying to decide if they're the moral compass for this country or if our police department and laws are. I can tell you, I have no problem with Ray Rice or, to be honest, with the Chiefs thing, I have no problem with them deciding to cut him. They should have. He lied to them.
Yes.
And he also had 3 instances last year where he got in a fight with somebody. Two of them were dudes, so no one ever heard
about
it.
It was the move they made. They had to make it at
right.
that point.
But, like, I'm not going to sit here and crush the Bears. Just like when the Bears signed, what was that guy's name? He was a D lineman from the Niners. I'm going to say his name was McDonald. He was one of the guys that fell through the cracks on this whole deal. So he got in trouble for having, it was him and Alden Smith, for having guns and all sorts of stuff going on at their house. So he gets in trouble for that. Niners cut him. Bears sign him. Then, like, 2 months later, he got in trouble again.
Yes.
So they cut him. But that thing fell through the cracks on this. Like, it'll just be interesting to kind of see
how
people...
How it's perceived.
Right.
How it's perceived.
But I'm going to tell you, it'd be easy to go and, like, we could just sit here and do the whole Twitter thing and just be like, ah, you know, everybody sucks. NFL sucks. Bears suck. Blah, blah, blah.
And group them all in the same,
right.
the same mix.
But I don't believe that's the case. I will say this. If he has any more instances, and I don't care if it's with a male or a female.
Out.
He should be done.
Yeah.
Because he had three instances in the last year where he was having issues at clubs. Like, they should send him to somewhere for drinking issues and anger issues. And then if he gets back in the league and he buttons up and, like, for all intents and purposes, Tariq Hill has done everything necessary to show people that I served my time, I repented, all these things. But if anything ever happens with Tariq Hill, no matter how great he is, he should be gone forever.
Yep.
You know?
Well, even Nagy said, he goes, I was raised to give people second chances, not third.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's where that thing sits.
Yep.
But that's what you're going to read about. Wouldn't surprise me if he goes to the Bears. The other team I think he'll go to, if you ask me, the two teams that he'll sign with will either be the Bears or the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a prime landing
prime
spot,
landing
for,
spot
him.
For him. No doubt. With their running, but with their situation.
Yep, we'll see what happens. All right, we'll take a quick break. That was What's Trending at 10. Coming up next, the Husker football team got a little bit better, or if you believe the people that we've talked to off air,
a lot
better. We'll tell you about that next.